Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the Mavs scandal played out as a national story yesterday. Are you surprised? Is that what you expected? Should Mark Cuban have gotten more? 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Nothing really new in terms of the press conference and the accusations and all the information that they found out, in my opinion. We knew the names in the headlines. We knew about the harassment. We heard about the used condom and the pornography and the total turning of the head towards women feeling uncomfortable in the Mavs workplace. And at the end of the day, it's a $10 million check that Mark Cuban is writing towards different women's efforts. Some people thought he was or should have been suspended for a year. People were playing around with taking a draft pick, which I thought was unfair because that hurts the entire team. At the end of the day, and I always said this, they were going to have to find written documentation that Cuban knew what was going on in the offices. They were going to have to find an email chain. They were going to have to find text messages. And to Cuban's credit here, and I'm surprised by this, the investigator said no woman ever went to him. There was no evidence that someone like sent him a direct message or directly told him what was taking place inside of the Mavs offices. And without that evidence, RJ, I didn't think you could totally bust him and kick him out of the league or push him away for a year. Was he negligent? Yeah. Should he have? He's really guilty of not diving in deeper because he knew about Earl K. Sneed and an initial incident. He was aware of some of the things. He just didn't dive deeper into it because he never went, and I thought this was a bunch of BS before. I was rolling my eyes. He really was trying to be basketball operations guy, and that's part of the Mavs' problem. He wasn't on the business side. He never went to the business offices. He said maybe five times in 15 years, but he was chilling with Carlisle, and he was chilling as the GM, and he was chilling on the basketball side, and that made him unaware and really negligent towards the other half of his business.
Which is really, really weird for a billionaire to be completely oblivious to things going on in their offices.
I mean, Shark Tank businessman billionaire?
Yeah. Like, I imagine that just, say, for example, Warren Buffett has an idea of what's going on. Now, some of these guys have so many companies.
Yeah.
All right. That you can't possibly know what's going on in 70 different businesses. But when you have one, you know, Jeff Bezos with Amazon? I'm pretty sure he has an idea of what's going on. That's his main company. This is Mark's main company. So I wasn't surprised they didn't suspend him. I don't really know what you can do, though, because a fine of $10 million, which is wind up what it is, it's not a fine, it's a donation, for a guy who's worth close to $5 billion, is 0.002 of his total net worth, which is like a fine of $50 or $100 to the normal person.
I think I saw someone do the math for the average 60-year-old and what they make in the country. It's equivalent to a $400 fine. Someone did the math on that.
Okay. So, and that's the average. You know, like, you know, so like you get a little bit more money, a little bit less money. I mean, so this is not a big deal. This is not a big fine. Plus, he gets a tax write-off because he's donating to charity. Right? You know? So right. It's like, come on. You know, I don't know what the proper punishment would have been. Certainly, I would not have thrown him out of the league. If they wanted to suspend him for the season, the regular season, so you can't be around anything to do with the organization, a la what the Major League Baseball did to George Steinbrenner. You know, I would not have had
If they would have suspended him for a year, I would not have had a problem with it.
I wouldn't have either.
Although, again, what's the proof that he knew? Now, can you suspend him for being incompetent? Yeah, I think you could have. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have gone crazy and called Adam Silver a jerk or unfair if they would have suspended Mark Cuban for a year. but they didn't. People are going to make fun of the $10 million fine because it's nothing to him. It's, again, the equivalent of $400. But Mark Cuban went on ESPN with Rachel Nichols yesterday to start to apologize.
You know, first, just an apology to the women involved, the women that in a couple cases were assaulted, and not just to them, but their families, because this is not something that just is an incident and then it's over. It stays with people, it stays with families, and I'm just sorry I didn't see it. I'm just sorry I didn't recognize it. And I just, you know, hope that out of this, you know, we'll be better and we can avoid it and we can help make everybody just smarter about the whole thing.
I hope he's actually sorry about it because, and I know that Chop and I are more cynical than others. Whenever someone goes on TV like that and the tears start flowing, I'm like, all right, you were coached. You were told, make sure you are devastated. Make sure you're contrite. Drop a tear or two if you can. That's what I would be telling him. So
speak softly.
Speak
and
soft.
Slowly. Instead, do a lot of ums, like you're trying to search for the right words.
Yes. Do not come off as arrogant. Do not come off as combative. Just take it. Be the punching bag. And he was, by the way, for Rachel Nichols. Rachel Nichols did a phenomenal job in this interview, and she's not letting him get away with anything. She was not throwing softballs up there. She was saying, look, when you bought the team, the local media said that your CEO and president, Terdima Usery, had been in trouble. The newspapers, the radio stations were talking about it. How is it possible you had zero idea or didn't look into that further when you took over the Mavs?
I mean, I didn't know, and I don't have an explanation. You know, I can give you lots of reasons, but they don't matter. You know, what matters is it was my responsibility. It didn't happen, and I have to be accountable for it. In hindsight, it was staring me right in the face, and I missed it. You know, I think, you know, I wasn't as focused on the business as I should have been. You know, when I talk about being actively involved, I could tell you every salary of every NBA player over the last 15 years. And, you know, I would talk to Rick, you know, and our coaches over the years and be there at practices and be there on the basketball side day in and day out, live it. If I was in our business office five times in 15 years, that was a lot. You know, I mean, it's embarrassing to say. I mean, there were people who I just hadn't met and hadn't talked to.
So imagine the culture of fear. I'm stunned that not one person ever contacted Mark Cuban. I can't believe it. Like, not one person over this entire time. Think about how scared you must have been, or how out of touch Cuban was, or how difficult it was to contact mm-hmm. him, or how scared, I go back to that, how much fear you would have had to reach out and contact him and say, there's basically a frat house back here with no rules and intimidation and harassment and physical and sexual assault taking place. And not one person leaked that to Cuban.
Right.
And I hope Mark feels a tremendous amount of guilt that he set up an organization to where no one felt comfortable to come to him with that.
It's really strange. You would think that the somebody...
Anonymous email. You never... Who knows?
Or that, you know, somebody would have felt... it didn't have to be the actual victim, right? It didn't have to be the person who was working in promotions who Mark never met.
Right.
Could have gone up the chain of command, not quite to Terdima, but could have gone up the chain of command to somebody who had enough power to feel comfortable to set to Mark. It's just amazing that didn't exist.
And what about Earl K. Sneed? He has no defense for that. I crushed him that day when the Earl K. Sneed story came out. The Mavs reporter who had to be removed after the second accusation of assault towards a woman. Sports Illustrated saying that Earl Sneed was twice accused of domestic assault while working for the Mavs, including a guilty plea in a case that was dismissed when he met the conditions of the agreement. Then finally, he was fired in February, and Cuban said he was responsible for the decision to keep Sneed on staff after learning of the second incident. So his HR guy, you got a ticket salesman that got caught out yesterday. You got the CEO and president, Terdima Usery, and the Mavs became a national story. Cynthia Marshall, I like what she had to say She was brought in, of course, by Cuban to go ahead and clean things up. And she said, the thing that disgusts me and bothers me the most is the lack of a quick response. There was plenty of issues.
In the interview? Oh, okay. So in general.
Yeah, she told us to ESPN. Yeah. She said there were issues that were brought to Cuban's attention, and he didn't act swiftly. Like the lack of HR responses, the lack of leadership responses, and he was hearing about some things, and again, he did not vet them out. He did not follow up with any type of questions. He completely turned a blind eye towards the business side. I just can't believe, and Cuban dodged a bullet, that there's no paper trail, there's no email, there's no text messages. He was ignorant towards the business office.
Yeah, I think he assumed that it would take care of itself, go away, or that somebody in that office would handle it.
Yeah.
You know, one of his higher-ups would take the ball and make sure the problem did not manifest itself bigger.
Sounds like a humongous case of just naivety. Is that a word?
Is it naivete?
Being naive.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe not even that, just being like negligent on the whole thing.
Yeah. Or naive?
It's a CYA.
Poll question.
You know, it was a pass the buck to somebody else in the organization because I don't want to deal with it. Because I'm busy over here. I'm dealing with this. I don't want to deal with that over there.
Finally, Cuban on ESPN. The tears started flowing when he was asked what stood out while reading that report.
Just the pain that they went through, my company. It was the same way I felt when I stood in front of Mav's employees for the first time after this came out. You know, and I apologized to them. It just never in my wildest dreams did I think that this was happening right underneath me. And the pain that people went through, the pain that people shared with me as this happened, the tears that I saw, it hurt. And the way I felt is nothing compared to the way they felt.
You know, this sounds very cynical. It's hard for me to feel any type of sympathy for Mark Cuban because of the image he portrays. Arrogant, maverick, cocky, confident, never wrong, always right. And I don't know.
Except when it comes to the CBA and how he interpreted it.
Yeah. So I don't feel bad for Mark Cuban at all. He's lucky. I think he's extremely,
very lucky.
Extremely lucky that he got what he got yesterday. $10 million donation.
Very lucky. And like you said, that's the equivalent of $400 to the average human. He's worth over $4 billion right around there. And that's, you know, 0.002% of his net worth, $10 million. And that's a very low number. You know, I just saw something on Instagram yesterday about leaders. You know, you may not be to blame, but you're ultimately responsible.
Right.
And, you know, that shouldn't be the case.
I'm surprised you're not taking that stance.
What's that?
To defend Cuban of, hey, you can't know every single thing that's going on.
You can't. You can't know every single thing that's going
on. So then, therefore, I was expecting you to say you shouldn't be held responsible for it all.
Right. But the world is different than that. Like, I don't believe that you should be held responsible for things you didn't know about, personally. Like, how can you be held responsible if I didn't know? Like, how can you hold me responsible for that? But the league can't take that approach. Just like the league probably can't allow Shady McCoy to continue playing in the NFL.
Right.
Even though they should because of...
The court didn't find him guilty
yet. The court hasn't found him guilty yet.
Yes.
So there are different rules for that, and that's something that, you know, we all have to deal with, regardless of whether we think it right or not.
All right, Jimmy Butler has requested a trade out of Minnesota. This has gotten very ugly with the Timberwolves, and he doesn't want to go to the Warriors. He doesn't want to go to the Lakers. He doesn't want to go to any type of potential super team.
No.
He wants to go to the Nets.
Or the Clips. The Nets and the Clippers are like the two worst franchises in like historically in the NBA.
Or the Knicks. His wish list, according to Woj, is the Nets, the Knicks, and the Clippers, and he just wants to play in a big market. That's it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.